Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Tweet at DriveTime RTE.
It has made $13 billion in profits and killed 450,000 Americans. OxyContin, the painkiller at the heart of America's opioid crisis, was promoted through a deliberate campaign targeting doctors and encouraging overprescription. Today, the drug makers, Purdue Pharma, plead guilty to criminal charges for misleading the American government about the drug's impact. We're joined now by a man who's been covering this scandal for decades. Barry Meyer is the author of Painkiller, An Empire of Deceit and the Origin of America's Opioid Crisis. Barry, you're welcome to the programme. What is your reaction today, given the fact that you've covered this for many decades, many, many years? What's your reaction to the guilty plea from Purdue Pharma?
Well, it's sort of deja vu because the company pled guilty to somewhat similar charges in 2007. So here we are 13 years later, and the company is a repeat offender. Now they're in bankruptcy. And unfortunately, this time, as the last time, no one, be it within the company or within the company family controlling the company, the Sacklers, are being charged with crimes or held personally accountable. Mm.
Tell me about their modus operandi a little bit, Barry, if you don't mind, because they had some really unorthodox and highly unethical ways to promote OxyContin, didn't they?
Well, their motives were sell, 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 make money, make money, make money, convince doctors by using phony science that this was a drug that couldn't be abused, put thousands of doctors on their payrolls, and essentially engage in what outside the medical profession would be known as bribery, but within the medical profession is known as sort of the way that things work.
Mm-hmm. Is there any way they could invoked the corporate veil, as in differentiate between the corporate, Purdue Pharma, and the owners, the family owners of the firm, the Sackler family? Is there any way they can differentiate one from the other here?
Well, amazingly, for the past 2 decades, as you know, as I've covered the story since then, the Sacklers have taken the exact same position. You'll have to give them credit for constancy, which is we had no idea any of this stuff was going on in the company. We had no idea that people were wildly abusing our products. All we know is that we were making a lot of money. And, you know, if some of that happened to be coming from illicit or street sales, well, what can you do about it? Mm.
And the reports that they were actually actively involved in the whole strategy to promote, over-promote OxyContin while knowing the effects. Is that right?
Well, certainly in the latest case, there is the evidence that they approved plans to market this drug, to over-promote the drug, to market it illegally. They deny that they were culpable. They claim that they've only that they've acted throughout this period ethically and responsibly. But after 20 decades, this is not like a massive publicly traded company. This is a relatively small company that's been consistently controlled by one family. You have to wonder, why didn't they know things that were obvious on their face and were being discussed in the boardroom?
Given the fact that it killed 450,000 Americans and destroyed countless other lives as well, I suppose, Barry, can you explain to people what an opioid addiction does to a person?
Opioid addictions are very powerful. I mean, we have to start with the understanding that these are useful drugs. There is a medical purpose for these drugs, but the misprescription or their overprescription can easily lead to a situation where someone becomes extremely dependent or addicted to these drugs, and it can be a lifelong problem. Opioid addiction is perhaps the most difficult addiction to break, because these prescription drugs are in the same family as heroin. So one can see the kinds of difficulties that a heroin addict has in breaking free of that addiction.
Mm. And I read a statistic recently which absolutely shocked me to the core. And this is a particular problem for society in America. And you might confirm for me if this is true, that the American population, which makes up about 5% of the world population, consumed about 80% of the world's opioid painkillers. Would that be about right?
That is unfortunately correct. I mean, the United States was a massive consumer of opioids, in part because Purdue and other drug makers financed a campaign about 20 years ago, which argued that, you know, pain was being undertreated, inadequately treated, and the best and safest way to do so was with these very powerful opioids. So these things were being prescribed chock-a-block, and they were basically drowning out other ways of treating pain.
Sorry to cut across. How in the name of God, Barry, have the regulators or politicians not stepped in there when they saw the extent of the problem?
Unfortunately, we live in a world where people who are regulators, people who are politicians, aren't the heroes of our world. They tend to be the go along to get along types. And even when we were first reporting about this many years ago, when I was at the New York Times, getting regulators to pay attention to this, to take this seriously, was extraordinarily difficult, and that persisted year after year after year after year.
Yeah, I don't know if it brings you much solace, but I'm sure you feel some vindication after all these years. Barry Meyer, thank you very much indeed for taking the call, author of Painkiller, An Empire of Deceit, and The Origin of America's Opioid Crisis.